who knew there was anything else to learn about the Beatles? It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
Before we get back to Get Back, the new Beatles documentary, which is out and lots of people are talking about.
And its controversial take on transgenderism.
A couple other things that came out.
Sweet Loretta Martin thought she was a woman, but she was another man.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm.
I wanted to mention, so it was a month or so ago that the Black Widow movie came out. That was the first effort of somebody trying out the, I think that that was released in the theaters and on Disney at the same time. And I don't know how that turned out or what they learned from that. But watch Black Widow. I don't like the chick superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
Liked Black Widow. Pretty good movie. So much punching. Funnier than hell. Very funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Black Widow was funny.
Huh.
Pretty damn funny. And then we started into, so that's a movie. The bow and arrow guy, as I call him, what's his real
just
name?
Just to annoy your kid?
Just to annoy my son.
The Hawk, the Falcon, the...
What is his name?
Hawkeye?
Hawkeye.
Yeah,
really the weakest of the Avengers. He's got, like, no skill other than kind of good at bow and arrow. I mean, not even
run around and use an antiquated weapon. Isn't that great?
Anyway, Hawkeye, they've released, like Loki or The Mandalorian, where it's just going to be they release two episodes, and then there's going to be an episode a week for, like, 2 months. And kind of digging episode one. It features a chick who's really the star of it, kind of his protege, and she's funny and sassy in the way that you got to be in those shows and everything.
Sure.
Like that. My son's liking it, so what are you going to do? I was surprised I like Black Widow. I really don't like chick superheroes. I don't know if that makes me a misogynist
or
what.
Yes, it clearly does, yeah.
Thank you for asking. But the other thing my son and I watched some of, although it's 3 hours long, episode one of a three-parter, is the new Beatles documentary from Peter Jackson, the guy that brought us the Hobbit movies. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, yeah, all of them.
And then that fabulous World War I movie that he put together a couple years ago.
They Will Not Grow Old. Was that the name of it?
Something like that.
Yeah. It was pretty wonderful. Amazing.
But he is amazing. He is amazing. And still the most amazing part of the story is, so the Beatles, who were like the biggest thing ever at the time and for quite a while after, their last album, kind of a source of controversy, like lots of books and articles and speeches and claims by all the artists. Turns out somebody was there with a camera filming the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
And that footage just was laying around for 50 freaking years. That's amazing.
Well, you know, what's also amazing is that this turns out to be interesting is Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins put it in the fabulous documentary about the band Rush, Beyond the Lighted Stage. He said, there are some bands that are so over-discussed. The Beatles, for instance. Not a knock on the music or the guys or anything, but they're
not
just
their fault.
Way over-discussed. And there are some bands that are under-discussed for their influence and the love their fans have, blah, 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 blah. And I've always agreed with that. There's not another effing word that needs to be said about the Beatles, and I'm a Beatles freak. On the other hand, this stuff comes out, and it just it's compelling.
And I don't know if it's the nature of whoever it was that had the camera and was filming it or Peter Jackson just doing such a good job of putting it together. But it seems to me that it would be interesting even if you didn't know much about the Beatles in the way that, you know, there are documentaries all the time about families or businesses or whatever that you don't know a thing about. You don't know the characters and good documentarians make them very compelling.
Yeah, I've often made the mistake of thinking, well, that's a documentary about that. I have no particular interest in that. And it's just, it's a dumb or naive or something way to look at it because they always find the humanity and the compelling part of it if they're good.
Yeah. I think there's, was I right? 50 hours of footage.
Something like that, yeah.
And he's turning it into 9-ish?
Something like that.
Three-hour parts. That's a lot.
Plenty.
Anyway, we got a good long clip here. Do we need to set this up? It's the Beatles, for crying out loud.
It's Paul farting around with the tune he's working on.
Oh,
good. It's, you know, musically, and it's great.
Ringo just staring into space like the dullard he is.
No, wait a minute now. Wait now. Not fair.
I'm pretty sure somebody told me this or I read this or whatever. I don't think I made this up on my mind. Was hearing that they all hated each other so much by this point, they couldn't even be in the room together. They would each do their parts separately and you know, bring their own stuff, and then the other one would have to leave before the other came in. Watching the movie, we watched like half of episode one, is that not like that at all? They're hanging out, having a great time. They're clearly having a great time all together.
Yeah, and they wore each other out at times, like any creative enterprise is going to. But, you know, what is it about human beings that conflict is so much more interesting than harmony?
Or just making stuff up. Why don't you just tell me what happened?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you take little aspects of what happened, you blow them out of proportion, you get clicks, you get readers, you get whatever.
Mm.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch the thing. It's funny. I had plenty of time over the break, and I just forgot that it was coming out last week.
Yeah, it was perfect timing for you. Of course, you're childless at this point.
I am childless, living a pointless life of really nothing. Nature is getting me out of the way as quickly as it can, so I have time.
Yeah, it'll be 2 weeks before we watch another 5 minutes of TV, probably at my house. But I remember those days. What was I going to say about the Beatles, the long thing? Oh, so this doesn't matter and is not important, but like, I don't have any idea if that thing is not eligible for Oscar stuff because it's, or did they put it out in theaters so that it can be? They got to figure all that out. The whole Emmys, Oscars, TV show, movie, they got to figure all that out. It doesn't matter because it's awards, and awards are stupid, but all the rules are ridiculous at this point.
Yeah, I think they're probably wrestling with that, but you're right. They're utterly artificial.
But
it's got to be on a certain number of movie screens for a certain amount of time. You got like 75 million people in America who've seen it. It's the toast of the country. Everybody's talking about it, but because it was not on enough screens, it's not eligible for awards. It's just silly.
Whatever.
But, you know. It's fine. It's an industry giving each other awards for publicity's sake.
True.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it.